Good morning, Municipal Association. How are you all this morning? It is such a great pleasure of mine to be here with you this morning and to see such a large crowd. This is an important day for our association. Our advocacy team does a fantastic job over at the State House on a daily basis representing your interests. But today we get to just a little reminder to our legislature about the people who are standing behind them, who they represent. We're here in numbers. We get to remind them today that over 35% of the population of our state lives in a city or town, that the majority of tourism and business happens within the confines of a city or town. Hopefully you'll head over to the State House later today. We'll take over the lobby and we'll talk about issues that are important to cities and towns. In your packets, there's a little card. On the back of that card, it talks about just in 1 year, the impact that cities had on our state. Over $400 million in capital investment, $280 million invested in local tourism programs. Our Main Street communities, just 20 Main Street communities, had 362 buildings rehabbed, 152 new businesses, 635 new jobs created. That is an important issue that we remind our legislators on a yearly basis of the economic engines that our cities are in our state. Be sure to invite your delegations back to our Taste of South Carolina reception tonight, right outside these doors at 5:15 tonight. I want to talk to you just about a couple of issues that we're facing. As you've already heard me talk last year about short-term rentals. This is the second year of a two-year term, so all of the bills that were introduced last year are still alive. Our opposition to short-term rentals is pretty simple. We believe as an association that you know better about how to regulate short-term rentals in your cities and towns than a one-size-fits-all law in Columbia. That's it. We'll clap to that. We know that tourist-based short-term rentals at Folly Beach may be an entirely different issue than people renting homes in Clemson for football games. It has to be in your purview to make the decisions that fit your cities and towns best, and that's what we do as an association. The second issue I want to talk to you about is annexation. We're seeing across the state that annexation is under attack. Some of you, excuse me, may be dealing with this already, and that some of our counties are starting to push back a little bit on your annexation attempts. We had legislation introduced this year that, among other things, gave county councils the right to veto your annexations. Also, to allow landowners within your city to de-annex out of your city. Can you imagine the chaos that would be created if people on a whim could just remove themselves from the city? We've been fighting for years for enclave annexation, donut holes. You've been fighting for years to fill donut holes. Can you imagine the donut holes that would be created if people could just, every time they get upset with you, remove themselves from your city, no matter where they are? Luckily, our advocacy staff had been effective in working with the stakeholders in that, and a new bill has been introduced that is much better. We believe it thus far it's okay, but we're going to continue to work with the stakeholders. But our advocacy team really got in front of this and removed those issues from the plate. So kudos to them. I want to leave you this morning. I'm good, thank you. I want to leave you this morning with a little bit of a challenge. This past January, we have a monthly staff meeting at the association. And as I was preparing to talk to our staff, I was thinking about New Year's resolutions. So I began doing some research about New Year's resolutions. How many of you made New Year's resolutions this year?
We quit doing that.
How many of you made New Year's resolutions in the past and no longer make New Year's resolutions? All right. Get a little participation here. Typically, New Year's resolutions are, I want to lose weight, I want to exercise more, they're always about ourselves. And I came across a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King when I was doing this research. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. For some strange reason, I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you can't be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. We're interrelated. We're tied to one another. And if you think about this, you can't be the best council member you can be until your other council members are the best council members they can be. You can't be the best city that you ought to be until all of our cities are what they ought to be. As an association, as we represent you over at the State House, we have a stronger position when all of our cities are what they ought to be. So my challenge to you today is to take this, and this applies anywhere. This applies to our personal lives, to our professional lives, to your marriage, whether you're getting married in 2 weeks or you've been married for 30 years. We are codependent, and if we only work to better ourselves, then we're failing at half the job. So as I told our staff the other day, look to each other. If you see someone who is particularly weak in an area that you're strong, help them. Let's don't celebrate failure on other people's part. As an association, we are better off when all of our cities and towns prosper. So thank you again for what you do. We know it's difficult work. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules to be here today. It's long hours, but it's rewarding. And as you heard me say before, if you get rich doing this job, there's going to be an investigation. Thank you for being here. Thank you for what you do. If anybody at our association can do anything for you, please let us know. Enjoy the rest of the day. We look forward to seeing you at the reception tonight. Thank you.